This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The nation is mourning the death of former President Jimmy Carter. He was 100 years old when he died Sunday in Plains, Georgia, surrounded by his family. President Biden said last night,
"This is a sad day, but it brings back an incredible amount of good memories. Today, America and the world, in my view, lost a remarkable leader. He was a statesman and humanitarian."
The president has scheduled Jimmy Carter's state funeral for January 9th in Washington. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with a look at Jimmy Carter's life.
Jimmy Carter spent just 4 years in the White House, but said he had no regrets.
"I, Jimmy Carter, do solemnly swear."
Carter was one of just 10 incumbent presidents to lose a re-election bid. He was only 56 years old.
"I have been blessed by graduating from the White House at an early age."
Carter had already been a peanut farmer, a Navy officer, a governor, and later Nobel Peace Laureate, freelance diplomat, home builder.
"I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence."
He called it a wonderful life.
"History should remember him as having led an epic American life."
Biographer Jonathan Alter says it was an extraordinary life.
"He will likely go down as one of the most misunderstood and underestimated figures in American history."
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At least four people are dead after a fierce storm system swept across the South over the weekend. There were tornadoes. South Korean officials are trying to figure out what caused that plane crash on Sunday that killed 179 people. They say they'll conduct safety inspections of all Boeing 737-800 aircraft operated by the country's airlines. This is AP News. And now to the weekend's top movies. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
An action-adventure comedy was the top movie.
"Are you Detective Pikachu?"
"He does look like a Pokemon."
Sonic the Hedgehog 3 was the top earner at the box office in a holiday week that included Christmas on Wednesday. It brought in $38 million.
"Mufasa and the prince who would come to be known as Scar became brothers."
While Mufasa, the Lion King sequel, came in a close second with $37.1 million. If the tallies are done differently because of the holiday, Mufasa actually earned a little more. The R-rated horror film Nosferatu comes in third, Wicked is fourth, and Disney's Moana 2 rounds out the top five. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.